श्री श्री गुरुवेन गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 31। अहो बत अति अद्भुतम एषः रक्षसा बालः निवृत्तिम गमितः अभ्यगात पुनः हिंस्रः पापेन स्वपापेन विहिंसितः खलः साधुः समत्वेन भयात् विमुच्यते। अहो बताति अद्भुतमेष रक्षसा बालो निवृत्तिं गमितो अभ्यगात् पुनः हिंस्रस्वपापेन विहिंसितकला साधु समत्वेन भयाद् विमुच्यते। अहो बताद्यद्भुतमेष रक्षसा बालो निवृत्तिमगमितो अभ्यगात् पुनः हिंस्रस्वपापेन विमिश्रितः कलः साधु समत्वेन भयाद् विमुच्यते। अहो बताद्यद्भुतमेष रक्षसा बालो निवृत्तिं गमितो अभ्यगात् पुनः हिंस्रस्वपापेन विहिंसितः कलः साधु समत्वेन भयाद् विमुच्यते।
Thank you.
Matajis. Aho, alas, bata, indeed, ati, very much, adbhutam, this incident is wonderfully astonishing. Eshaha, this child, rakshasa, by the man-eating demon, balaha, the innocent child Krishna. Nivrittim, taken away, just to be killed and eaten. Gamitaha, went away. Abhyagat punaha, but he has come back again unhurt. Himshraha, one who is envious. Swapapena, because of his own sinful activities. Vihimsitaha, now the demon has been killed. Khalaha, because he was envious and polluted. Sadhu, any person who is innocent and free from sinful life. Samatvena, being equal to everyone. Bhayat, from all kinds of fear. Vimuchyate, becomes relieved. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is most astonishing that although this innocent child was taken away by the Rakshasa to be eaten, he has returned without having been killed or even injured. Because this demon was envious, cruel and sinful, he has been killed for his own sinful activities. This is the law of nature. An innocent devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and a sinful person is always vanquished for his sinful life. Purport. Krishna consciousness life means innocent devotional life, and a sadhu is one who is fully devoted to Krishna. As confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhu reva samantavyaha. Anyone fully attached to Krishna is a sadhu. Nanda Maharaj and the gopis and other covered men could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead playing as a human child, and that his life was not in danger under any circumstances. Rather, because of their intense parental love for Krishna, they thought that Krishna was an innocent child and had been saved by the Supreme Lord. In the material world, because of intense lust and desire for enjoyment, one becomes implicated in sinful life more and more. Kamayesha krodayesha rajaguna samudbhavaha. Therefore, the quality of fear is one of the aspects of material life. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, the process of devotional service, shravanam kirtanam, diminishes one's polluted life of material existence, and one is purified and protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrutam sva katha krishnaha punyashravana kirtanaha. In devotional life, one has faith in this process. Such faith is one of the six kinds of surrender. Rakshayati iti vishvasaha. One of the process of surrender is that one should simply depend on Krishna, convinced that he will give one all protection. That Krishna will protect his devotee is a fact. And Nanda Maharaj and other inhabitants of Vrindavan accepted this very simply, although they did not know that the Supreme Lord himself was present before them. There have been many instances in which a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj has been put in difficulty even by his father, but has been saved under all circumstances. Therefore, our only business is to become Krishna conscious and depend fully on Krishna for all protection. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಿಂದಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಸಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮಃ ಪಂಕಜನಾಭಾಯ, ನಮಃ ಪಂಕಜಮಾಲಿನೇ, ನಮಃ ಪಂಕಜನೇತ್ರಾಯ, ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಪಂಕಜಾಂಗ್ರೇ. ಸೋ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ತೃಣಾವ್ರತ ಗಾಟ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ಓಲ್ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೇಸ್ why Trunavarta fell on the stone, right? So there is a reason. Harishwari ji says that because when Krishna was carrying Trunavarta into the sky and he felt Krishna as heavy as a stone. So he says that in Bhagavad Gita it is said, yam yam va pismaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram. So whatever you remember at the time of death, you will become that. So because you know, he remembered the stone at the time of death, so he attained stone, he fell on the stone like that. So it is said that like Prabhupada mentions in the purport, when rajogun and tamogun cover us, when rajogun tamogun and cover us, Krishna, we'll go far away from Krishna. Yeah? So rajogun means kamayesha krodayesha rajoguna samudvaha, lust and anger. So if you remember in the pastimes of Krishna also, when Krishna went to fetch the Shamantaka jewel from Jambavan, that time his child was playing with the Shamantaka jewel, and then Krishna took it away, and because the child was he started crying. Then Jambavan, when he heard the loud cries of his child, he came running. So as soon as he saw Krishna, out of affection for the child, he became very angry that Krishna made him cry, right? So because of anger, he could not recognize his Lord after 21 days or 28 days of beating. You know, then he realized, are kya. So like that. So that is why those who are affected by krodha and shoka, they will never get Krishna, right? So krodha means, why do you, right? So in Bhaktirasam Sindhu it is mentioned that if you are crying all the time, you will not get Krishna. If somebody is very angry all the time, he will not get Krishna. Why? Yeah, you know, if you become angry all the time, we will not see, you know, in front of who is in front of us. We will just blast that person. So if you blast a senior devotee, then aparad lag jayega, right? Actually, it is mentioned in Bhaktirasam Sindhu that somebody has done devotional service, he has attained ruchi, then he has become qualified to even see Krishna, but he will not be able to attain the stage of bhava because of aparadha, right? We keep committing so many aparadhas, Now actually, we keep on progressing. But when it come to bhavas, when we have to reach bhava stage, all these aparadhas, you know, which have remained in our credit list, they will prevent us from getting bhava. So it is, so we are able to see Krishna, we can see Krishna, we are qualified to see Krishna, but these aparadha, so like last time I mentioned, you know, because of anger, because of envy, we commit aparadhas like that. So that's what here it is mentioned, that so rajogun and tamogun. So rajogun means kama, you know, desire and all. And then tamogun means sleeping. Right? So if somebody is sleeping during Mangala Arati, during Guru Puja, during Bhagavatam class, during chanting, right? So that also he will not get Krishna. Of course, we may think that Krishna would show his mercy, but he will show mercy, Prabhupada says, in one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If somebody commits offense, his devotional service will not be lost, but it will be a delayed result. The result will be delayed. Right? So because bhakti, whatever activities we perform in bhakti, they are eternal. So they should give result. They will give result. But if somebody commits offense, the results will be delayed. Right, so this Trunavrata, so when he fell down and dead, then Lord Krishna, he is playing on his chest, you know, fearlessly. Then all the gopis, they went and fetched Krishna, and then as usual, Mother Yashoda, she was almost she was unconscious and all that, and then they came to know that she came to know that Krishna is alive, and then they are all relieved that nothing happened to Krishna. So in this pastime there is a tattva behind it. I will explain. So before that, you know, it is mentioned in Mahabharata and by Bhishma Dev, and in other Puranas also, that a child, you know, there is always it's called, you know, threat to life of a child. A child may go through a lot of problems in his life. Sometimes the child may meet with an accident and die also. It is called akala mrityu, apamrityu. So why it may happen? Because it is mentioned in the scriptures that up to the age of 14, this karma doesn't work for children. So why the children suffer? The children, they enjoy and suffer. Sukha and dukkha, the children they get. It is not because of their karma, it is because of karmas of parents. Right? Karma of the parents. Even if there is a pranaganda, you know, threat to his life, the Kala this, you know, thinks before whether to give that punishment to the child or not. On what basis? He will examine if the parents have done enough punya karma or not. You know, enough punya karma or not. So if the parents have done a lot of sinful activities, so the child is suffering, means it is a mistake of the parents. Maa-baap-ka, you know, it is because of the maa-baap only. So that is why it is advised that one should perform, you know, lot of all these vrat, especially women, you know, they are advised to do so many vratas. You know, this in Telugu, what you call nomu in English? We call in Telugu, we have so many nomu. You know, ladies, they do, you know, nomus. So all of them, they give a lot of punya to these ladies. So it is actually mother, you know, Prabhupada wrote in one of the purports that mother will come forward to die. Mother will say, before child dies, let me die. You know, let me die. So that is the kind of love mother has. So it is mentioned that if a woman, that is why she does a lot of vrats. You know, the Suhasini pujas and all that, you know. So it will give, you know, they do all this, Pasupu Kunkuma and all that, you know. Shravan Masa, you know, Shravan Shukravar, you know. Then all this Kartik month. So many vratas they do. So when they do all these vratas, they accumulate all these punyas, and then that punya will protect the child in this life. In this life. It's not, you know, now so many children, they face problems. Why? Because women waste their money, time watching TV and serials, which are, you know, useless things. Right? Waking up late in the night and late in the morning and all. Right? So it is said that many times I mentioned this in Haribhakti Vilas, it is mentioned that if a woman makes rangoli in front of the temple, right, in front of the temple, they you know, she will not have to suffer from vaidhavya, means widow. She will not become a widow for 7 lifetimes. And then you know, especially if she does, you know, with a cow dung, especially cow dung, you know, with swastik marks and all, they make with cow dung in front of the Radharaspiyari temple, or in the courtyard or outside temple, or makes rangoli. So such women, they accumulate lot of you know, punya, you know, which will protect her family, like that. So there are many, like in Ramayana it is mentioned, Aranyakanda, that all the grahasthas, they should keep at least 3 pieces of kusha grass in their house. Kusha grass, you know, so it is the most auspicious substance in the world, kusha grass, right? So it is mentioned that if somebody is dying, and bring that person and make him sleep on the kusha grass mat, all his sins will be wiped off. Then he will be sent to Vaikuntha. So that is why it is advised that, you know, don't die in the hospital with the tubes in the, you know, nose. Right? Like Srila Prabhupada, once Abhiram Prabhu was serving Srila Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada tapped him, said, Suno, I will tell you one thing. Whatever may happen, anything happens to me, don't take me to the hospital. You know, I don't want to die in hospital. Because I'm an acharya, everybody will discuss how I died. So if I die in a hospital, then they say my life has become failure. So like that. So that is why when somebody is dying, you know, kusha grass mat should be there. You know, kusha grass till, you know, kusha grass till, you know, then sesame seeds bolte hai, you know, and then tulsi. They will send you to Vaikuntha. Right? That is why every day, you know, if cannot eat, at least keep till in it at home. So why 3 pieces of kusha grass, 3 bundles we should keep? In grahasthas, they should keep, they say, because dharma, artha, kama, they'll be fulfilled very easily. They'll be fulfilled very easily. Right? In the temple, they should have 5 pieces of kusha grass. You know why? Because in grahastha ashram, they don't so much worry about moksha immediately. So that is why 3. But in temple, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, plus Krishna prema also, right? 4 plus 1, 5, like that. All these rishis and all, if they have 1 piece of grass also, will do. One bundle. You know why? Because, you know, they only are aiming for moksha. And then the grihasthas, they should tell, you know, they should speak the truth, and they should actually invite a sadhu, right? Like a Prabhupada, you know, if somebody, Narada Muni says in 7th canto 15th chapter that if anybody invites a sadhu and cook the food with pure ghee, like Radha Govind Maharaj says, ghee means pure ghee, but now we have to say pure ghee because they make it with buffalo milk. Pure ghee means cow, you know, it's made with cow milk, like we have in our temple, pure ghee. Right? So if you cook with a pure ghee and feed the Vaishnava, you know, Narada Muni says, he will have everlasting wealth. Everlasting wealth. Right? So, what is meant by speaking truth? Anybody knows? What is truth? Satyam. What is Satyam? I told her. So, Prabhupada, 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, lecture, what is speaking truth? Speaking truth means Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am His eternal servant. I should be subordinate to Him. Then I should carry out His orders. So if somebody says the three sentences, he is telling the truth. If anybody is saying anything else, he is telling lie. Right? What is it? So I should be subordinate to him and I should carry out his orders. That is called speaking the truth. Anything else? Anything else? Telling a lie. Prabhupada mentions in this purport, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Path Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. If somebody cannot do anything else, Shravanam Kirtanam and all, you know, Prabhupada writes in the 7th chapter, 7th canto Bhagavatam purport, if you cannot do Shravanam Kirtanam and all, every day if you keep saying this one sentence, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am an eternal servant of Krishna. If somebody keeps saying, he will get the result of doing all nine processes. It is so simple, you know. It's so simple. Just keep saying, I am eternal servant of Krishna. That's why I tell my students, you know, whenever you get time while driving the car and all something, walking, you just keep saying, you know, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Right? Then one day you will become eternal servant of Krishna. Right? Like suppose if you keep saying, I am an IAS collector, I am an IAS collector, nothing will happen. You have to study like a donkey, you know. You have to study like a donkey. Right? But here you don't have to do anything. Just say, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. That is why Vishnu Chakra Thakur says, it is very difficult to get pure devotional service, but it is very easy to perform. Easy to perform. Right? So, what is surrender? Prabhupada says, if you cannot surrender, very simple thing you do, Prabhupada told. Every day, circumambulate around Tulsi. Put water without fail and chant Hare Krishna. That's it. So easy. Surrender. You don't have to think about all these things. Just, you know, surrender will come, Prabhupada said. Surrender will come later. But you do these two things. Anybody can do. There is one foolish Swami, Prabhupada. Yesterday only I was reading, third canto Bhagavatam. That there is in third canto Bhagavatam, description of kingdom is there. All the other flowers, fragrant flowers, they take a back seat because to give prominence to Tulsi Devi, because Tulsi has done a lot of austerity. That is why Lord wears Tulsi garland around his neck all the time. Right? So Prabhupada says, some foolish Swami, some sannyasi, he says, what is the use of growing tulsi? You know, better you grow bangan, eggplant. You know, what you will do? The rascal, he doesn't know that, you know, simply by putting water to tulsi, all our sins will be annihilated. Right? Other day, I read one shloka, right? You know, Bhaktirasam Sindhu Jiva Goswami quoted that anybody who offers tulsi along with chandan to the lotus feet of Krishna, he will get Krishna prema. Right? He will get Krishna prema. So it's so simple, actually. Prabhupada says, anybody can offer tulsi. Tulsi is easily available. Right? So Krishna will get purchased like that. So So grahasthas, they should take care. That is why in the next verse, Nanda Maharaj says that what austerities and, you know, what punya we have done. Whether we dug up the roads or what. Where we built some dharmashalas in our last life. Right? And, of all the charities, anadan is the greatest charity. Right? Anadan is the greatest charity. Because Narada Muni says, if any sadhu or somebody comes to your house, if you give him some money, he will think, "Arey, why he did not give golden plate?" But if you feed him nicely till the, you know, when till the stomach is full, then he will not ask, "So give me one more samosa." Right? One more samosa. Like that. So that is why all the grahasthas, you know, they should, without fail, you know, do this service of annadan. Nobody should, in his knowledge, you know, nobody should go hungry, you know, in the grahasthas. So that is why it is said that one devotee, means one pujari, he was actually worshipping Lord Shiva's linga in the forest. And along with that, he was actually distributing prasadam, free prasadam to everybody. So whoever is visiting the forest, they are actually coming and eating. So many people are coming and eating free prasad. Free prasad. And so everybody is happy. But he saw some of this boyfriend and girlfriend, they are also coming and, misusing that facility and all, you know. So then he said, you know, what is this? I will stop it. I will stop it. So he stopped it, and then he said, I will go to, then Lord Shiva is upset with him. I said, why did you stop? You know, he said, no, all these things are happening. I don't know. Then he said, okay, you go to Kashi and have darshan and come back. Like that. So while he was going in the forest, he was going to Kashi by walk. So in one of the forest, so what happened? He became late in the night and all. So there was no shelter. So one Adivasi couple, they gave him shelter. So there was in the forest, in the middle of the forest, on the top of the tree, he made his bed and all. And that Adivasi, that lady, she collected some fruits and vegetables and something, whatever they have got, they fed him. You know, they fed him. And then then he went. So then in the night time, he was actually, that man, husband was taking care of him. You know, while standing under the tree. Then one tiger came and killed him. And somehow or other, that lady, she reached him to the Kashi city. And then she also later on died. Like that. So he stayed there for some time. And so after some time, you know, there was one boy was born to the Kashi Raj. You know, Kashi Raj. So this pujari, he went to, you know, that Raja's house. Then he got a dream. Lord Shiva told him that you go and meet that boy. like that. So he went and met that boy when that boy was born. So that boy was speaking to him that actually I am none other than that Adivasi, you know, man who fed you, who gave you, you know, Anna. So because of that Punya, all my sinful reactions got nullified, you know. Then I took birth as a son of a Kashi Raj, Kashi king, you know. So like this, there are so many instances where, that is why Nanda Maharaj was saying in the next verse, you know, what punyas have I done and all that, like that. So so this is our culture, you know, to feed the guests, you know. Not, we are not into poor feeding, you know. Srila Prabhupada, he is against poor feeding, because Prabhupada said, for us everybody is a poor man, right? For us everybody, even Birla also, anybody who is not chanting Hare Krishna is a poor man, even if he is the Ambani Birla, they are also poor. So we are into Atithi Puja. Atithi, Prabhupada said, our temple, all the time, the fire should go on. If any guest comes, cook and feed him. You know, cook and feed him. So now we know we have a problem when we are distributing prasad. They say some tapuris are coming and eating. So what, you know? So tapuri is also guest only. If anybody is coming to the temple, he's our guest only. So why we should discriminate that we will feed only well-dressed men, and then if somebody is a tapori, we will not give prasad, like that. So this is philosophy, like this. And then we should teach also to the people that, you know, like that. So now coming to this tattva of this pastime, Truna Avrata. Truna Avrata. Trun means piece of grass. Piece of grass. So it is the lightest thing in the world. You know, it is the lightest thing in the world is piece of grass. Just like that, it flies off. Right? It flies off. Then Avrata means rotating. Rotating. So there is one thing that will make us from Truna only, Trishna comes. From Truna only, Trishna comes. So what is Trishna? You know, there is a Kama and there is a Trishna. Bhishma Dev says that our hair may become grey, our teeth may fall off. Our teeth may fall off. And we may be on the death bed, but this Trishna to enjoy will not go. Very difficult to get rid of this Trishna. So desire is there, it's okay. But this Trishna means intense desire. You know, Trishna means intense desire. So because of this intense desire to enjoy, Trishna means unquenchable, means thirst to enjoy. Unquenchable. Somebody has some certain amount of money, but that is not sufficient. So this Trishna will make us rotate in this world. Will make us rotate in this world. You know, so that's what Bhishma Dev says in the Mahabharata Anushashika Parva. Because of this Trishna only, you know, we keep on taking birth again and again, again and again, like that. So it's not that one should not earn money, because if somebody, like it is said in the scriptures, that usually mother doesn't chastise her son, but when the son comes of age and if he is not earning in a little money and gives to mother, even mother also will castigate the son. You know, the father will not keep his hand on the shoulder of the son and wish him. And brothers, you know, they don't like to sit with him. You know, the son, He will not bring water when the father comes to the house. You know, the son will not bring water to wash his feet. Right? To wash his feet. And the wife will not embrace him lovingly. The friends will avoid the path. Right? So everybody should earn enough money to run the house. But this Trishna should not be there. Right? This Trishna should not be there. Trishna means even if somebody has enough money, enough thing, still wants to accumulate more and more, more and more, more and more. Right? Like that. So, if somebody has this Trishna, then this Trishna will make that person, forget his goal of human life. Right? The goal of human life is practice Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, it is my request to all the grahasthas to earn money honestly. Right? Earn money honestly. So because it is said in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, Ashapasha Shater Badher, Kamakrodha Parayanam, Ihante Kamabogardam, Anyayena Arthasanchayam. Right? So, Anyayena Arthasanchayam, Prabhupada yesterday, third kind of Bhagavatam, I was reading, Prabhupada says, Anyayena Arthasanchayam means keeping Lakshmi, against her will. Like Ravanasur. So, somebody, Krishna, in Vaikuntha, all the devotees are very happy because this is kingdom of God, Prabhupada writes. All the devotees in Vaikuntha are very happy because Lakshmi, even though she is chanchala, she is being served, engaged in the service of Krishna. So she is giving opulence to everybody. So everybody is happy in Vaikuntha. But even though Ravanasur brought Sita, who is Lakshmi, and kept her in the Lanka, the entire Lanka got destroyed because of that mistake. Even though she is Lakshmi. So she did not bring any auspiciousness to like that. So in the same way, the money that is earned, justifiable means, that is why Srila Prabhupada, many times I have read in the purports, Prabhupada and lectures also, Prabhupada says, earn money honestly. Earn money honestly. Like that. Prabhupada did not like, to bring money by hook or crook. One of our senior devotees, he was telling me that he was doing smuggling and earning money, bringing money. So one day he was almost caught in Los Angeles airport. So that time Prabhupada was there and Srila Prabhupada started crying. So when he said, I don't want this money, right? I don't want this money. Then Srila Prabhupada said, if you get caught, how much bad name it will give to ISKCON. Don't do this. Don't do this. But still he kept on doing that. He kept on doing that. Then Prabhupada called him and told him, okay, I will take your money, but I will not take your karma. Right? I will not take your karma. So he was saying that he got some cancer. So Prabhupada told me that, not to do, but still I kept on doing. That's why I am suffering now because of this cancer. Because of that, So Prabhupada did not like, Prabhupada wanted that, earn money, bring money honestly. So otherwise, it is not Lakshmi. She is not Lakshmi. Like that. So if this Trishna is there, then Anyayena Arthasanchayam, people will earn dishonestly. And then, so too much Lakshmi, she is not Lakshmi. Too much wealth destroys the even devotional service of people. Like that. So, what is the opposite? What is the remedy for Trishna? Trupti. Right? Trupti. So, Santosham Mahasukam. Narada Muni says in 7th canto Bhagavatam, I forgot that verse, very beautiful verse. He says that somebody who is walking in the street, in the forest path and all. If he just walks like that, his feet will be pricked by stones and thorns and pebbles and all. But if he is wearing shoes, wherever he walks, you know, his feet will be safe. In the same way, in this material world, a man can go anywhere. If he is wearing the shoes of satisfaction, santosha, you know, he will not experience any suffering in this world. So Narada Muni says, somebody who is having Trupti in his heart, he is much greater than Chakravarti. Right? Much greater than Chakravarti. So if somebody is satisfied with whatever he gets, right? So with whatever he gets, then he will be happy. And then that is where Srila Prabhupada, once he was speaking to one reporter, then Prabhupada was telling him, a devotee doesn't have any ambition. A devotee doesn't have any ambition. Then Kirtanananda Maharaj was there. Maharaj, he was trying to correct Prabhupada, saying that a devotee doesn't have material ambition, but a devotee has spiritual ambition. Prabhupada said, no. A devotee doesn't have, neither he has material ambition nor spiritual ambition. Right? Said, what? Then said Prabhupada, he said, a devotee is satisfied if he is allowed to chant and get a little prasad. And if he is, there is some service, he will do it. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, take your chadar and clean the doors of the dust on the temple doors. You know, he is satisfied like that. So that is called Trupti. You know, be satisfied, whatever one is getting, like that. So if there is some order by the spiritual master to distribute more books, to collect more money, he will do it. Otherwise, he has no ambition to become GBC or guru and, you know, temple president or, you know, no ambition. Like when we join here, we don't come with that ambition of, you know, I did not join with the ambition that, you know, I will become head pujari. right? So, like that. So, no ambition. So, then will be, that Trupti should be there. Then this Trunavrata, you know, Trunavrata is only Trishna. Trishna is only Trunavrata, like that. So it will, if there is Trishna, then it will make us, you know, rotate in the cycle of birth and death. If there is Trupti, then we can peacefully sit and chant Hare Krishna, do devotional service, don't commit offense. Right? Don't commit offense. Like Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, I think. So I used to meet him when he was in Vizag, like that. So once Sukadev Maharaj and we all went to meet him. So in Jagannath Puri also they have a mutt. So he was very in his old age, last days. So he was telling us, look at this sannyasi. He was waiting when I will die so that he will become Matadesh. You know? So this is a common, you know, in the temples, when this guy will die, you know, so that, you know, I will become like that. So if somebody has ambition like that, you know, he will think like that. But the most beautiful instruction by Suniti to Dhruva Maharaj, when Dhruva Maharaj became very agitated and angry, and then he was shivering, and then he was like a snake, you know, trampled upon, you know, he was shivering in anger. So Suniti told him that, you know, don't desire bad for others. Don't desire bad for others, right? So you just forgive. Like this, that is the most beautiful instruction, right? Don't desire. So that's what in the purport also, in the verse also, it is mentioned that Kalaha, because Trunavrata died because he desired bad for others. He desired bad for others, like that. So if you have ambition, you know, then we will desire bad for others. You know, like that. It's very, very dangerous, this Trishna, like that. Another point that Prabhupada mentions that, taking shelter, apiche sudracharo bhajate mam ananyam bhag sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasitohi saha. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvachantim nigachati kaunteya pratijanihi nami vakta pranashyati. So these two beautiful verses, Lord Shiva, Prabhu, yesterday, few days back, I was reading third kind of Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says that the most beautiful thing in this world is Bhagavad Gita. Most beautiful thing in this world is Bhagavad Gita. And then Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all the scriptures. Krishna says, iti te jnanam akhyatam, guhyat guhyataram maya, vimrushena aseshena, yatha ichasi tatha kuru. In this purport, Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur writes that Krishna here is saying that, my dear Arjuna, I am giving you such knowledge, such confidential knowledge. Even Narada Muni, Vedavyas, and Vasishtha Muni, and other Asita, all these Munis also, they don't know this knowledge. They did not give in their writings, and they don't know also what I am going to speak now. And then not only because their, very nice, interesting word he used. Their omniscience is relative, and my omniscience is complete. I did not consider them qualified to give this confidential knowledge. But I am giving it to you because you are my very dear friend. The words of Krishna, spoken by Krishna, especially 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Right? So, this is a Rajavidya Rajaguhyam, the most confidential knowledge in the whole universe. Right? He is saying, my dear Arjuna, what is it? Arjuna was surprised. What is that knowledge? What is that most confidential knowledge? Said, I am going to tell you Ananya Bhakti. Because I did not consider them qualified. That's why I didn't tell them. But I am telling you because you are very, very dear to me. Right? So that is why Sarva Guhyatram Bhuyaha Shrunume Paramam Vachaha. Then Vishwanatha Chakra says that Arjuna started contemplating because Krishna told Arjuna, vimrushena va aseshena, yatha ichasi tatha kuru. So what should I be doing and all? So then, one Acharya says that Krishna showed many different moods while speaking Bhagavad Gita. As soon as Arjuna said, sishyasteham sadhimam tvam prapannam, Krishna became spiritual master and chastised. Ashochya nanvashochastvam prajnyavaram shibhashase. So Krishna spoke in the mood of a spiritual master. Krishna spoke in the mood of a friend. Krishna spoke in the mood of a father. But the most prominent feature of Krishna's mood in Bhagavad Gita is like that of a mother. Soft, his heart became soft like butter. Seeing the condition of Arjuna, he's so much affection flowed from his heart, looking at Arjuna being illusioned and all that. So, keeping Arjuna as a medium, he spoke the most wonderful knowledge. The most wonderful knowledge in the entire universe. That is why Narada Muni also says that Jnanam Guhyatamam Yattat Sakshat Bhagavatoditam. So he says that I heard the knowledge that is directly spoken by Krishna. So this knowledge that is directly spoken by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So that is what is that Sarva Guhyataram Bhuyaha? Krishna is saying, my dear Arjuna, I am going to tell again 9th chapter to you. The essence of 9th chapter in the next two verses. In the next two verses. So this Ananya Bhakti, what Krishna is speaking. So this is not, that is why, even Lord Shiva, Yamaraj and Brahmadev, they could not understand these two verses. Apiche Suduracharo and then Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. And they were discussing in Yamaloka, Yamaraj, Shiva and three Mahajanas, you know, Brahmadev, they were sitting and discussing this Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. They could not understand. Then that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was performing pastime on this earthly planet. They came and took him and they made him sit on the Vyasasana. And please explain these two verses, how this is possible, Apiche Sudaracharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak, like that. So this is a very interesting pastime. So it is not that somebody who is doing devotional service, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, Ananya Bhak, that Kshipram, no, he corrected. We all think like that, right? Somebody who is doing devotional service, somebody does accidental fall down, then he will become purified because if he is continuing. That is not the meaning. The meaning of this verse is somebody who is performing Ananya Bhakti, right? So what is that Ananya Bhakti? The Ananya Bhakti means, even if a devotee is having some problem in his spiritual life, Brahmaji comes and tells, why don't you do some prayaschitta? Why don't you do some yoga? Right? That devotee will refuse flatly. No. Please always remember, a devotee doesn't have to do any prayaschitta. Right? So he will refuse even Brahmadev, our Sampradaya Acharya, if he comes and tells, do karma, jnana, yoga and all. He will refuse. He said, no, I will worship only Krishna. I will worship only Krishna. Prabhupada writes in the Manmanabha Mad Bhakta, in the purport in 18th chapter, that the devotees who are doing Ananya Bhakti, they would not even like to worship even Dwarkadesh, even Rama Narsingha forms also. They will worship only Shamsundar form of Krishna, like that. So, so this Ananya Bhakti, Ananya Bhak means, whatever may happen, a devotee says, if I have done some sinful activities, yeah, I may suffer, but I will not do prayaschitta, I will not do karma, I will not do ashtanga yoga, I will not do pranayama, I will not do yogasanas, I will only do navavidha bhakti. That is called Ananya Bhak. Performing only Navavidha Bhakti, doing nothing else, that is called Ananya Bhak. Such a person, if he, suppose a devotee is there and he is going to Shiva temple, right? Or, doing all these other things also, right? Going to astrologer to correct things, doing some Shanti Puja and all. So if he performs some sinful activity, somebody is doing demigod worship and doing all these things, if he performs, then he cannot be considered Apiche Sudaracharo Bhajate Mamanya. He cannot be considered as a sadhu. Sadhu, even if somebody is performing even little Apiche Sudaracharo, Durachar, but still he is doing some performing Ananya Bhakti, such a person should be considered as a sadhu. So Arjuna is asking, what? Suppose if that devotee is not able to get purified because of past bad habits, he is not able to give up his past habit, bad habits. Still, you will agree, accept what? You will accept service from him? Krishna said, yes. Yes. Kaunteya pratijanihi, nami bhakta pranashyati. Right? Declare boldly, my dear Arjuna, my devotee will never perish. Right? So, the rakshayati iti vishwaso means this only. Whatever it may, Krishna will definitely protect me. Like Draupadi, Gajendra, Vishnu Chakra gives this example. Draupadi and Gajendra, right? So, Draupadi, initially, she is a very, very advanced devotee. So initially, That is why Krishna is telling devotees that if you are in trouble, don't hesitate to pray to me. You know, he's one of the purports he says. Don't hesitate to, because you may think that it is a burden on me. No. I am Bhakta Vatsala. I am Satya Sankalpa. You know, protecting my devotees, you know, is not a burden for me. I enjoy it. Right? I enjoy it. So then one Sri Vaishnava Acharya says that when Draupadi was, why Draupadi was actually trying to, you know, convince Yudhishthira Maharaj and others, Bhishma Dev and all. She was asking because she didn't want to trouble Krishna. But when she understood that, you know, she has no other means, immediately she raised her hands. You know, she raised her hands and then she started praying. So Sri Vaishnava Acharya says, there is one very nice prayer. She's saying, O Dwarkadish, O Gopala, O Giridhari, like that. So Krishna did not move. When she called Govinda, and immediately Krishna came running. It's Govinda. That is where many times I tell, Govinda is the favorite name of Krishna. Right? So Govinda, Govinda, you know, immediately, that is why in Tirupati, if you go there, they keep on shouting, Govinda, Govinda, Edugondlavada, Venkatramana, Govinda. Right? So Govinda, that's why they call him Govinda, Govinda, because like in South India, everybody is, they say that Shankaracharya's favorite name is also Govinda. That's why he wrote, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Modamate. So, one Sri Vaishnava Acharya, when very in a parihas way, he commented that if Krishna has to supply sadis to Draupadi, so during that time, only Kanchipuram only they used to make sadis. Right? Kanchipuram only they used to make sadis. So, go there and get Kanchipuram sadis. So, very difficult for Krishna. So, Krishna had to immediately rush from Dwarka to Hastinapur. So, what he did, that he took out the threads from the Mangal Sutras of all the Kauravas' wives. And then made into sadi and supplied. That is why, after a few days, they all got died. They all became widows. Because during that time only, Krishna took away their Mangala Sutras, like that. So, that is why Prabhupada is saying that Rakshayiti iti Vishwaso, we should always have faith that Krishna will protect. Prabhupada says that sometimes Krishna may choose not to protect our body, but He will definitely protect our devotional service. Right? So, Prabhupada wrote in 14th chapter Krishna book that Achyuta, you know, what is meant by Achyuta? Infallible. Usually we think like that. But Prabhupada gave a very beautiful definition of Achyuta. Achyuta means Krishna, one who never forgets even a little service rendered by his devotee. Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who never forgets even a little service rendered by his devotee, like that. So, that is why anybody who chants Hare Krishna, that is why in Bhaktirasam Sindhu Rupa Goswami quotes that because Draupadi chanted helplessly, Govinda, Govinda, I became indebted to her. He said, I don't know how to repay my debt to Draupadi. Because she chanted Govinda helplessly. So our Lord is very merciful, very beautiful, magnanimous personality, you know, endowed with so many unlimited qualities. Once one devotee's brother, he became a Christian. Right? So he was arguing and blaspheming Krishna and all that. So at that time, a beautiful picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish was sent to Prabhupada. Right? So that time, that discussion was going on. You know, Prabhupada said, who cares for all these people? We have got the most beautiful Lord in the whole universe. Let us, you know, meditate on him. Like that. Not only beautiful, but is the most merciful. Another time, you know, they say, you know, these Christians and Muslims, they say that once you do sinful activities, go to hell, that's it, permanent, eternally you are in hell. So Prabhupada, there's a discussing, Prabhupada said, thank God, our Lord is very merciful. He is not like that. He is not like him. Like that. So, we should again read these books and be assured that Krishna will protect all of us. Not only Goptrutve Varanam Tatha, I will explain that verse some other time. Anukulasya Sankalpa. Goptrutve Varanam Tatha means Gopa means, you know what is meant by Gopa? Gopa, Gopi and Gopa, what is meant by, right? Gopa means one who is protected by Krishna. So we are all Gopas or Gopis? Are we all Gopas and Gopis? Huh? Bolo, Govind Kumar? Huh? Huh? Of course we are. That's why you are not Gopa. We are protected by Krishna. That is why we are Gopas. We are just a, that is why Srila Prabhupada said, I will finish. Once Prabhupada was, one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, does a pure devotee have anxiety? Prabhupada said, no, pure devotees usually don't have any anxiety. Because one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the highest level of consciousness? Then Prabhupada immediately replied, to become fearless. You know, in this verse purported is came. To become fearless. Then Prabhupada said, no, we don't have any anxiety. Then Prabhupada said, I have one anxiety. Then disciple was surprised. Just now you are saying you don't have anxiety. Pure devotees don't have anxiety. But what is your anxiety? Prabhupada said, my anxiety is, what is there in Krishna's lunchbox today? You know, whether it is kachoris or sandesh. Prabhupada was liking, he was very fond of sandesh. Then Prabhupada declared that the destiny of all Hare Krishna devotees is to join picnic of Krishna and Balram. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments, Prabhu?
जी आप बताया जैसे कि शोक और क्रोध जिसे जिसके जो करता है वो उसे कृष्ण नहीं मिलते, तो आपने क्रोध के बारे में बताया, शोक के बारे में बताएंगे थोड़ा?
टाइम इज देयर, फीलिंग हंग्री? 9:30 ना लंच? Lord Ramchandra, when he was going in the forest, this Viratha, you know, there is one huge demon. He caught, Sitaji very badly. And then Lord Ramchandra, when he saw Sita being captured by that huge demon, you know, he is as tall as, tal vriksh, you know, palm tree. Like that, very. So Ramchandra, so Shoka came out. Shok came out, saying that even though he forgave Kaikeyi, you know, he forgave Kaikeyi at that time. You know, at that time when he was in Shoka, you know, he started lamenting, saying that, oh Kaikeyi, oh Dushta, you know, this is your plan. You know, if I had come alone, I would have become all right. But because of this, you know, now if Sita is not there, I will not be alive. No, I will also die. Then Bharat will become permanently king. This is your plan. So it is said that when you are in Shoka, you know, suppose somebody is dead, and then some people come who are little bit agonist and all. Then immediately that person will blame, because of you my son died, this and that. You know, that krodha will come out. Vivek, you will lose Vivek. One will lose Vivek. Like that. So when somebody is in Shoka, krodha comes, and then out of that krodha, even though you have forgiven so and so people, again that krodha will come out and then start blaming that person and all that. So even though it is said, in Ramayana it is said, every man should have a brother like Lakshman. Right? So Lakshman said one very interesting thing, that my dear Ram, you are known as Dharmatma, You know, he is not saying you are God and all, because you know there is a secret I will tell you if there is time. He is not saying you are God and all. You are Dharmatma. A Dharmatma should not be overcome by shoka and bhaya, especially bhaya or shoka. You know, you should not be there. Why? If somebody has shok, you know, he will lose, you know, all his bala, balahina. He will become balahina. All his strength, atma bala, he will lose his atma bala. Right? Then he said, the enemy of a dharmatma is bhaya and shok. And the friend of a dharmatma is enthusiasm. Then he told one very interesting verse. Shoko nashayati dhairyam. Shoko nashayati dhritam. Shoko nashayati sarvam. Shoko hi sarvaripuhu. Understood? Shoko nashayati dhairyam. Dhairyam means patience. Right? Shoka, because of shoka, one will lose patience. Right? And then shoko nashayati dhritam. Dhritam means determination. Shoko nashayati determination. Then shoko nashayati sarvam. Because of shoka, you will lose everything. That is why shoka is the greatest enemy. That is why it is said. Shok nahi karne ka. That is why it is Bhaktir Sam Sindhu, it is mentioned, don't cry in front of the Lord. Rone ka nahi. Mera mera beta naukri nahi mila, beti ko shadi nahi ho raha hai. Ye sab
जिसको रोने का आदत है फिर वो क्या करेगा?
रोने वाले को भगवान नहीं मिलेंगे. मैं बोलता हूँ ATT, सम लोग, नो लेडीज एंड चिल्ड्रन, दे हैव ATT, नो, यू नो ATT, एनी टाइम टीयर्स, एनी पता है, वो पता नहीं, कुछ बोलते रहेगा, कुछ ऐसा ऐसा बोल दिया, बस रोने लगते हैं. हमको तो पता नहीं, मैं कभी लास्ट टाइम व्हेन आई क्राइड, यू नो, हमको तो रोना आता ही नहीं. मुझे सब लोग बोलते हैं आप बहुत हार्ड हार्टेड है, कभी रोता नहीं, रोते हुए कभी देखा नहीं. कुछ लोगों का ऐसा पता नहीं किधर बटन होता है, बातें करते 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 रहते हैं, बस कुछ ऐसा कोई ऐसा गलत बोल दिया, बस इमीडिएटली टीयर्स आ जाते. मैं बोला ATT, एनी टाइम टीयर्स. ATM रखना चाहिए. यू नो व्हाट इज ATM? ATM कार्ड नहीं है आपके पास? नहीं है? ATM मीन्स एनी टाइम मंत्रा. Once Prabhupada, he was asked that why if we usually finish 16 rounds and why you keep carrying mala? ऐसे ही पकड़ के घूमते रहते हैं ना, ये तो लटका रहता है माल, गले में लटका रहता है. क्यों? Prabhupada said, see, when the army people, jawans and all, why they carry guns always? Right? Because anytime enemy can attack, right? In the same way, devotees also, anytime Maya can attack. So whenever Maya attacks you, we will take the mala and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right? These army people, they have AK-47. Right? We have HK-108. HK-108. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. You very beautifully described the consequences of offenses, or rather very fearfully described the consequences of offenses. So as discussed in the purport also, that when we are in the lower modes, Rajogun and Tamogun, we do not get the sight of Krishna, we do not understand Krishna. So we do offenses in the Kanishta platform more or less. When we are neophytes, we do offenses under the lower modes. But when we progress, we overcome these Rajogun, Tamogun to certain extent. More and more we become fixed on goodness platform. So when a person attains Ruchi platform, as you said, he may go to Ruchi also. We may advance now and go to Ruchi, and then we may not advance further, not go to Bhava. So, but the person had committed offenses when he was in ignorance, when he was under the clutches of lower modes. Now he has understood that he should not do like that, and he has progressed, come till Ruchi. So then why he has to be blamed for the offenses which he committed in ignorance?
That's how Krishna takes seriously offense, means especially offense to Vaishnavas. That is why we should read Bhagavatam regularly. And some people, they learn by experience, some people learn by hearing. Which is better? Hearing, right? So that is why fourth canto, that is why Prabhupada Mahaprabhu also said, read Chaitanya Dhruva Maharaj's pastime 108 times, right? So what do we learn from Dhruva Maharaj's pastime, right? So Prabhupada writes that suppose ordinary man is there, you committed offense. He's saying that are karmi hai, right? Karmi hai. But that karmi becomes a pure devotee. So whatever offense one has committed when he was a karmi, it will affect that time. That is why it is said, be careful, don't offend anybody. But we don't care. Because of Krishna, right? Like that. So then that backlog of offense will affect also that time also. When we are ready to, when we are even qualified to see Krishna, but we will not get bhava. So like that. That is why this constant chanting, so at that time constant chanting one has to do, so that those offenses get nullified. Because that at that stage we may not commit fresh offense. So whatever this backlog offenses will be nullified by constant chanting. So that is why this constant chanting is required.
Thank you, Prabhuji. One more question. Regarding ambition, so devotee who has not been told to do any seva, so what he should be doing? He should be waiting, enthusiastic to take up some service, or he should remain satisfied, okay, I have not been told any seva, so I will not do any seva?
This is a hypothetical question. Prabhupada said, if you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra nicely, right, you will be given service. It is automatic. Our life doesn't depend on temple president or GBC or a sannyasi or whatever. Our life depends on Krishna, rather deities. I have realized. You know, there's no politics happens. It happens in our mind only. Nobody can do any politics with anybody. Right? We will get what we deserve. Nobody can stop. No politics can stop Krishna from giving what we deserve. Always remember that. Krishna Prabhupada says, no material impediments for devotional service. So if you are not able to do service, once one devotee came from America or somewhere. So one devotee, he was a temple president at the time, in Mayapur temple, temple commander. So many devotees are flowing in like that. So he would go near the garden, some garden where they have some garden. Then he would sit and chant. He will take very nice, Prabhupada said, distribute prasad very nicely to all the devotees who have come for festival. So he will take very nice prasad and then he will go and chant in the, sit in the garden and chant Hare Krishna. And this temple commander means, you know, he has to engage everybody in the service, make sure that festival is set up and all that. Then he was going after him. How, you know, all these passionate people, you know, they think that they own this temple, right? So he was after him. He was not listening. No, I'm very tired and all. So much book distribution I was doing. So I'm just relaxing. I will simply chant. So he was very angry. So he went to Prabhupada. So I said, Prabhupada, so and so devotee, he says that, you know, he will take little prasad and he will simply chant whole day. He doesn't want to do any service. Prabhupada looked at him sternly. So are you saying that chanting Hare Krishna is not service? Usko chapad laga, aisa laga bolta hai. Yes, Prabhupada. So why, right? If somebody can chant Hare Krishna whole day, why not? But if somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, saying that I want to do some service, Krishna will put you in service. It doesn't depend on your HOD or temple president.
Thank you.
Clear? Because the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna is, oh Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. If Krishna thinks that you are fit to do some service, he will give you. Who can stop? Huh? Radha Rasvir is the boss.
Just a small thought crossed me when you were mentioning that children suffer because of the sins of the parents. So,
especially in this life.
So, suppose someone is orphan, parents are not there, but he is suffering in the childhood.
They have already done, no? That's why they died.
So, they have already gone now.
That's
to
what?
Another body.
They have done so much sins. That's why they also died and they put child also into trouble. In Vishnu Puran, Suniti says, there is a little bit different, more detail in Vishnu Puran, Dromara's pastime, some other time I can tell. So she says that if you do Punikarma so much, usually the system is that whatever Punikarma you do, you get the result in the next life. But she says that if you do lot of Punikarma, you will get result in this life itself. In the same way, if you do lot of Papa Karma, you will get the result in this life itself. Okay, dhanyavad. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One point, yesterday he was mentioning that Kamsa Mama, he was sending all the toys and all. One thing I wanted to add, so this toy is a helicopter. Helicopter ride. So one devotee says, he purposely he went up in the sky so that to have an aerial view of entire Gokul and Vrindavan and to make a plan because he is going to steal from various gopis' houses. So Krishna went up to check reki kiya bolta hai. Which house, where are the doors, you know, where, what all treasure was kept, where they are hiding. So that is Hare Krishna.